New York culture with real New Yorkers. Joan Hamburg, 77 WABC, where New York comes to talk.
Well, it's catch-up time with one of the nation's leading health authorities, Joy Bauer. You've seen Joy on NBC's Today Show, where she is their expert for nutrition and health. If you peeked in at us, you would often see us nibbling on her Nourish snacks. Yummy. And Joy's going to tell you about that. She writes a column for Woman's Day. She's got joybauer.com. I can't even tell you how many best-selling books. And if you watch Kathy Lee and Hoda, they're always doing something Joy-like. So how are you, dear heart?
Joan, I live for your intros. Thank you for that. And it's so nice to be back on the show.
So tell me what's up in your life. These snacks are doing great, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's so exciting. We are right now in the midst. We rolled out in the New York area ShopRite and Stop and Shop, and I get the goosebumps. I go in and I see these displays. They have all the various flavors of the granola bites. So we have chocolate banana, double chocolate,
yum,
chocolate peanut butter, the crunchy coconut vanilla, and we have blueberry apple.
Good for you.
Really, really yummy. Yeah, it feels very, very surreal because you know.
Hard for
years,
food.
Oh my gosh, I've been working on this for a long time.
And getting food in markets, in anything. You know, people see this stuff and they think, oh, you have no idea the work it takes and how rare it is to get market shelf space.
Joan, this truly is like my fourth child. It was a labor of love. And I will tell you, it took way more than 9 months to hatch and there was no epidural. You nailed it. I never would have even imagined how many obstacles there were and how many hoops you have to jump through to get your stuff on the shelf. And now, after knowing what I've had to go through, I genuinely go down the aisles of stores, and when I see these small mom-and-pop companies that have actually made it to the shelves, I want to give them a standing ovation.
Right.
You know, I don't even know who they are, but I'm so proud of them.
No, it's tough. It's really tough, and you have to persevere, and a lot of people would not have hung in there because you have so many things in your life that, you know, that occupy your time. Well, do you think, and you've been helping people and talking about what they eat, what they shouldn't eat forever. Have things changed at all? Look at all the vegans we have.
Yeah. You know, I think that things have absolutely changed. I think people they're sick and tired of going hard on restrictive plans and then, you know, falling off the wagon and bouncing back and forth. I think we've come to this place where people want delicious, wholesome, clean food that fuels their body. And that's why I was so excited to come up with a snack line that is sort of the best of both worlds, right? It's one-stop shopping. You know, if I'm making it, that I've obsessed over every single ingredient, and, you know, anything that you read on the label is going to have a deliberate purpose and it's good for you. But I also worked really hard to not make these punishingly healthy. They're the flavors and the mouth-watering taste that we crave. Because as a health fanatic, I understand the power of a perfect diet. But I'm also a mom, and I'm also a foodie. And I know it's really hard to give up the flavors that we love. So that was the whole idea behind the snack line. And to your point, I think that's where we're headed. People are not going to compromise. They want things that are good for them, but they also want that satisfaction of flavor. I love that we have this plant-based movement. My snacks are vegan, but, I'm all for also eating lean cuts of meat. And
right, you always have been.
Right, right. And like, there's a place for everything. My motto has always been 90-10, 90% healthy foods and 10% fun foods. So as long as you figure out what works for you, all things can fit in.
Right, and you make it very simple. Now, of course, hard to believe that we're almost coming into holidays. It's crazy, right?
It is ludicrous. I mean, and the weather is, I think I just looked at the forecast and it's going to shoot back up to 80.
Right. It is. It's going to be hot again. So, well, the whole world is nuts. And weather plays its part. But, and you and I have done many different, we had our little singing diet, where our dancing diet. It was great. You had your 3-4-5 plan before Thanksgiving. So, it's with all the stress that's going on in the world, all the anxiety, and terrible things too. Mm-hmm. What do people do? They eat, if they can. They get rid of their angst. Think they're getting rid of angst by going to their best friend, the fridge. So, what are joy rules? When you're feeling like the world is coming down on you, you're really stressed, and you've got to just eat that Goldenberg's peanut chew or something from childhood.
And that's sort of like the million-dollar question, because I think so many of us eat when we're stressed, and clearly we're not going for the crunchy baby carrots, right?
because they're crunchy.
But of course, what happens afterwards is that you feel miserable, you feel bloated, you feel fat, you feel guilty. So it really does not help whatsoever with the stress that you had to begin with. In fact, it just heightens it. So I think you have to take a beat, you have to grab a stress ball, pump it for a couple of minutes, and figure out what else you can do to get out of the kitchen. And I always tell people to make your list when you're feeling calm. You don't want to wait for that moment. And it could be, take a walk, email 3 friends, read a chapter in a book, binge watch 1 show that you absolutely love. I've been getting into The Sinner and Ray Donovan lately. But, whatever you can do to distract that bingey moment, do it. Jump into action. And I think starting the list is the first plan of attack here. When you have that list and you can pull it out, of course you're going to already have memorized it, but it's incredibly powerful and it's incredibly helpful. Another easy thing that you could do is put a coat of clear nail polish on your nails. You can't eat when your nails are wet.
That's
right?
A very good, I never thought of that. Do you remember the story? I forget, some famous Italian actress, and she loved to eat, God bless her, and she married a very rich guy who wanted her in good shape. She put mirrors on her refrigerator, and she said that she would sleep nude, and she would find herself looking for a snack in the middle of the night, and suddenly she would look at herself in the mirror on the refrigerator, and she said that was it. It stopped me from opening that door and getting in there.
I might have to use that on the Today Show.
You can. It's yours. I'm giving it to you.
That is very clever. And it reminds me of a client who once put her skinny jeans in the refrigerator. So
what?
That when she opened it up, there they were. The ultimate reminder.
Aha. I really like that. But we have to do things like that to stop us. So what's a perfect joy meal for this time of year? What do you do in a day? Do you eat breakfast?
I do. So I absolutely love either eggs or Greek yogurt for breakfast. I like to get a dose of protein in the morning. So if I'm going to do a Greek yogurt, I'll go for either a non-fat or a 2% low-fat, and I'll grab some sort of a fruit. So I can grab a banana, I can grab an apple.
With the no-fat yogurt.
On the go, yeah. Or sometimes I'll do even one of the small snack bags of the Nourish Snacks, because it goes perfect with the yogurt, right?
Right, and it's good calorie count.
Yeah. And then for another option, if I have a little bit more time, is I am an egg omelet fanatic. I take one whole egg, I mix it with 3 egg whites, and any leftover vegetables that I have in the refrigerator from the night before, I just throw in this omelet. So it doesn't
Do you do them first?
Tomatoes.
Joy, you sauté the vegetables first, or you pour the egg with the 3 egg whites in the pan?
It all depends on what's in that fridge, because from the night before, Like, for example, last night I had leftover sauteed spinach and I had steamed green beans. So it sounds so kooky, but I just cut those up and I threw it in after the eggs were almost firm.
Right.
But on the other hand, if the spinach would have been raw,
then
or if I had some raw onions, then I
sauté.
Would saute it first. I always use the oil spray also and a little bit of kosher salt because the oil spray allows you to cover and coat your pan without using a whole lot of oil. When you pour from the bottle, you typically get much more oil on that pan. So that would be for breakfast. For lunch, I'm a huge salad girl. Salad with, everything from, chicken and beans and egg whites, a nice balsamic vinaigrette. Bring it on. The more vegetables in there, the better. And for tonight, I am making turkey meatballs and zoodles.
Oh, is that from zucchini?
I'm sorry.
Are you making zucchini noodles?
Yes. So I'm making a big, big spread of zucchini noodles. I like a Rao's spicy marinara sauce.
Is that the best marinara? I can't make it as good as that sauce.
I can't either.
It's the best marinara sauce in the world.
I love it. And it only
I do too.
Rivaled by Victoria's. Have you tried Victoria's?
I have, and it's excellent.
Mm.
But there's something about that Rao's sauce that is spectacular.
I agree.
Yeah, I do that too, and I make turkey meatballs. What do you put in yours?
I'll put onion, chopped zucchini. I use oats, rolled oats.
Wow, that's good.
And a little Parmesan cheese. And sometimes I'll put spinach in there as well.
I usually do carrots.
Turkey meat. So, I love carrots in there.
It sounds good. And then you brown them first or you put them right in the sauce?
I put them right in the sauce. Depending upon when I experiment with my meatballs, I will put them in the oven first. But the ones tonight, I'm just going to put right into a large pot of that simmering delicious Rao's sauce. I'll make my zucchini noodles. I'll saute the zucchini noodles just for a couple of minutes. And I'll make a beautiful big spread, and then I'll top it with some Parmesan cheese, and we'll dive in.
Boy, what a good dinner. I'm talking to Joy Bauer. You can see Joy on the Today Show, where she helps everyone change their ways. She writes for Woman's Day, writes a lot of books. And her snacks, her Nura snacks, are now available, as Joy pointed out, in major markets. And this is a good way to start getting in shape before we hit the holiday season. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Joan. I'll speak to you soon.
I look forward to it. Joy Bauer, I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.